We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. Supercars racing legend Craig Lowndes says he is determined to get his marriage back on track after a 3-year social media affair with a woman he never met. The 47-year-old was briefly kicked out of the house after his wife Lara became aware of the online relationship earlier this year. The V8 racing star said he met the woman through Instagram at a time when he was in a bad place and is now getting help after ending things in April. Since then, the Lowndes claim they have been harassed by the woman and say police involvement is not out of the question. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to Daily Telegraph at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A COVID-positive student nurse who caught the virus while unvaccinated has sparked fresh questions about whether the jab should be compulsory for healthcare workers. It came as Premier Gladys Berejiklian claimed people who unknowingly had COVID were leaving the house with symptoms or going to work with symptoms and infecting others. 24 new local cases were reported in New South Wales on Thursday, and only 9 were in isolation for their full infection period. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australians are being encouraged to get vaccinated against COVID-19 with lotteries, competitions and other freebies. The man in charge of speeding out the rollout program, Lieutenant General John Frewen, is working with businesses on incentive schemes to induce Australians to get the vaccine. Already, Virgin Australia has announced it will launch a COVID-19 vaccination competition later this year, while in the US and Europe, people have rolled up their sleeves for enticements like free beer, donuts, burgers, and even a $1 million lottery. And New South Wales Police Commissioner Michael Fuller will retire as the state's highest ranked police officer early next year, provided the state's vaccination rates and COVID-19 situation have reached a stable outlook. The recent COVID outbreak put his plans to announce his retirement last week on hold, but he now is set to inform the Berejiklian government of his intention after his 5-year tenure ends next April. Those are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are 2 incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.